So I was sitting alone and I remembered that I had a week off of work. And I know you're probably asking, Daniel, how the fuck you get a week off of work? Don't worry about my personal business. Stay out of it. All right. Just know that I had a fucking week off of work. And I remembered, because not too many movies are coming out that are like necessary to go see or even worthy of going to go see. And this week, I think like the main thing that everybody wanted to see was the fucking Halloween movie. If not that, then I don't know, something else. I'm not sure. But it actually was a movie that was about to come out that I wanted to see that involved two of some of my favorite actors, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. And it was The Last Duel. So I pulled up my britches, woke up, and decided to have myself a nice little treat today and go out and see it. I got a special little discount on the movie theater I go to. I basically see a movie for like $5. So, suck it, nerds. Also, they allowed me to bring in outside snacks in the theater. There was literally me and one other person in the entire fucking theater, and like I was a couple of seats behind, or I was like a couple of seats back, and then I was like, you know what, I can get closer, and then I just moved closer. Didn't matter if I had an assigned seat, and I enjoyed myself. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm not here to talk about my fucking movie going experience. I'm here to talk about the goddamn movie. The Last Duel happened to be well, how it was presented was a nice little dose of misogyny. No, I'm kidding. It seemed to be an intriguing story involving three different parties that all had different means behind a certain particular event. That and these people all had varied in relationships as well as their demeanor and their prestige as well as their ranks and how they were presented during a timeline in which, you're dealing with a woman basically saying one thing and then men being taken far more seriously than the woman, as well as another man sticking up for his woman's rights and different shit like that, blah 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 blah. It's fairly interesting. It taking place within a French kingdom was something that I was fairly interested in as well, as seeing as how like the last movie I've seen that depicted French people within like a old medieval setting was that King movie that came out on Netflix, I believe. Like that's the last thing I can remember, and that had the what's his name, Robert Pattinson play like a prince of France. And oh man, how he died was terrible. But I was actually quite intrigued with the premise of this movie. It was very interesting. I was a was drawn to it by what the subject matter happened to be, and then I went to go actually see it. And I gotta say, it was a pretty good movie. Now, this movie isn't something to cry home about. It wasn't that fantastic. I wish it was. There were so many elements in this movie that just they definitely seemed to skim over, and I wish they didn't, because it just would have accentuated so much more from this movie. Because it seemed like this movie desired more to come out of it. But I don't know if it was more so they just didn't have enough time, or anyone didn't think to expunge that enough. But it just there was just so much missing from this that would have just made it fucking amazing, in my opinion. But the movie itself was not bad. Now the premise of it goes where you're actually getting three different accounts of particular events that led up to the last duel. You have Matt Damon's character, who is married to the other character's perspective, which is his wife. I do not remember her name. And then you got the guy that was Kylo Ren. I do not remember his name, but he's a cool guy. I like him. He's a cool guy. And then like as an actor, he's amazing. And then you have his perspective, Matt Damon's perspective, and Matt Damon's wife. And the movie actually dictates and plays out each different character's key points within the subject matter leading up to the event, which was Matt Damon's wife getting raped by Kylo Ren. I'm going to keep referring to him as Kylo Ren. So sorry for that. But the crazy thing is that that actually was very interesting. Having it placated as where it was three different people's perspective, and then act and then the movie itself not essentially summarizing and having everyone's thing play out the same way. It actually had different moments and different events shown differently. So how one person saw a set of events was actually different from how another person saw a set of events. Typically how people were treated back then, especially women, was far more on the brutaler side and more so like uncaring about their feelings and wills and whatnot. And so it was understandable that a lot of the things played out the way that it was. I can see people possibly getting up in arms about something like that, but honestly, it wasn't important because it's like, if you understand the timeline and you understand exactly how those people functioned back then, yeah, like it all just seems like, man, that's fucking stupid. But it's like, yo, people back then were fucking stupid. So yeah, understandable. Now, having it to where Matt Damon's perspective, Kylo Ren's perspective, and then the wife's perspective play out in that order was interesting. Because again, like things that were important to Matt Damon's character in terms of seeing how he reacted to certain events or how he said different things or how he approached and responded to his wife were totally contrast to how his wife actually perceived things when interacting with Matt Damon or how she was able to talk to him or how she got used to him and things like that. And I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that because it played on that concept really that, you know, to Matt Damon, he was a loving husband because to him, everything that he did was what a husband was supposed to do. While to the wife, he was far more cruel and brash, you know, wasn't really, he was a good man and a nice enough guy, but still in terms of caring about her feelings or doing things involving her, you would see that more on the, you know, you would put that more to the sideline, even though he would claim and say that he loves her, he cares about her. And even from his perspective, that's how he saw it. Like he was showing her nothing but love. He felt as if he was in love with her. But then from her perspective, he seemed far more cold and distant and far more callous in her and towards her feelings and everything. And then that's how she incorporated. But realistically, because of how essentially the movie itself plays out, one would believe that, you know, maybe she might have had the wrong opinion about him rather than his opinion towards her. Who knows? But that's another problem dealing with the movie, and I'm gonna get back to that later. But essentially, I enjoyed that aspect where it was like, you know, different people's accounts played out differently because of how they felt about the situation at that time. Even Kylo Ren's perspective, which was pretty interesting, where to Matt Damon, he did things and it seems like he was a noble and brave soldier, but everyone started to eventually oust him or shun him. To Kylo Ren's character, he seemed like a brash, impetuous guy who just assumed things would just be given to him. And he felt like he earned it, but Kylo Ren actually worked for the stuff and then it was given to him simply because Matt Damon's character was not appreciated, nor was he liked by like the new lords or the new people that he had to listen to and things like that. So it, from the different perspectives, it made the story far more interesting. So you were essentially seeing the same story three different times, but it felt like a refresher every time. And that was actually really good and really interesting. I really enjoyed that aspect of it. Now, what I wanted to bring back to it and like get at is that within the movie, you had basically Kylo Ren's experience in terms of how he took the wife. And then you have the wife experience on how Kylo Ren took her. I'm sorry that I keep saying Kylo Ren, but I do not know his name and I don't want to look it up and I do not care. But it was very interesting. Like, I keep saying interesting, but you know, the turn of events that placated and had that situation happen that all leads up to how the duel itself was actually tried was interesting. Now, like I said, it was a good movie and it's a nice enough movie to watch. And honestly, like it's enjoyable. It really is enjoyable. All the scenes and everything are acted out perfectly. The rape scene is a rape scene, you know, like you're going to see it twice also, but, you know, however you feel about that, just be forewarned, like, being squeamish and whatnot, but it is so detrimental to the story because of how differently those two scenes actually play out. Even from even the fallout of when the wife admits to Matt Damon that she was raped, how that is actually perceived is also very, very much skewed and different because of the two different people's perspective. While with Matt Damon, he was more so apologetic at the fact that something happened to her, and he was upset that he let that, like, he let that go. Well, he didn't let it go, but he let something like that happen to her, and then he wasn't there to protect her in her hour of need when she was really scared. In her opinion, and like from her perspective, he was more so angry at her, and like the accusation was something that she could be punished with, you know, if she felt that way. But then more so he was upset more at Kylo Ren, because Kylo Ren's character was someone that's been constantly taking away things, as well as harming the reputation of Matt Damon's character. So those things were interesting. Those things were very interesting, and I really enjoyed it. Now, here's the problem with the movie. The problem with the movie is that the last person's perspective that you got was the wife's. And I don't know about you, but storytelling, it speaks volumes for certain aspects of the movie, especially considering like the duel itself was, you know, that's the end of the movie, seeing how the duel plays out, but then all the elements leading up to what the duel means and how it's represented. So the problem is that seeing the wife's perspective last, And it, even how the chapter begins, it kind of goes by, like it says everyone's, like it starts off each chapter, like in terms of dealing with the character's perspective by going chapter one, you know, Matt Damon's character's truth. Chapter two, Kylo Ren character's truth. Chapter three, the wife's character's truth. And the thing is that when it did the wife, it kind of, it made the text disappear and then it just said the truth. And that was really... I was begrudgingly like, oh, because it just seemed like as if the story itself was going to pinpoint and just tell you that, yeah, this is what really happened. This is definitely what happened. So you have no other choice but to believe the wife. I wanted the story to be far more ambiguous with the concept of how everything was going on, with Matt Damon's character being so trusting in his own abilities to basically fight to the death and win because it would be God's will. While as you had Kylo Ren's character, who was adamant in terms of establishing that it was not rape, he did not rape her, or that he actually had feelings of love towards Matt Damon's wife. As well as you have Matt Damon's wife essentially blaming Matt Damon for his approach in handling the case and whatnot, but also in the ignorance from her factor in terms of assuming that things were just going to go justly, simply because it was a crime that was committed, that to her, there is no fault in like, you know, like she's not lying. Why is everyone just so quick to try and go, are you sure? Are you sure? Even though she knew like, hey, this guy raped me. And everyone was just complete, like just checking to make sure, like, you know, are you absolutely sure it was rape? Even to coerce her and try to change her opinion in terms of certain things. Like, didn't you say Kylo Ren character was attractive? People have heard you say he was attractive once upon a time. Different things like that. And her kind of backing up and sticking to her statement, like, even though I said he was attractive, that doesn't mean that I wanted him to rape me or anything. And like, stuff like that, like her getting the third degree, which essentially a woman at that time would get, because to these people, this shit is kind of natural. You know, it's natural for some of this stuff to happen, as well as it's natural for like a guy to be able to take advantage of a woman, or a woman essentially wanting a man to take advantage of her if her husband isn't up to the task, and they kind of keep this shit secret and different things like that. That's just how they went, you know, and it was like, that's just how their society was presented. These people are nobles. This is what they do. So having that be apparent within that world made her case all the more present. And then especially with Matt Damon essentially being driven up a wall to where the only person who would try his case would be the local lord. But the local lord happens to be best friends with Kylo Ren's character. So he then had to protest all the way up to the king, who, even though is the cousin of the local lord, which is Ben Affleck's character, he's the local lord. Even though the king is the cousin of the local lord, the fact that Matt Damon's character is basically declaring a duel to the death, which is something that was supposedly outlawed, but actually still persists as a means of proving a trial, adamantly led up to what the duel was, because you have a prince who essentially was far more interested and eager to see the duel play out rather than, like, you know, care about justice or anything like that, which is what a lot of the actual people there were, you know. And it's like, yo, we're besmirching the name of this guy and whatnot just because this woman says he raped her, but there's like no proof or anything like that. So much shit was involved that just made the story very, very, very intriguing and very, very, very interesting. But again, because it placated that the wife's truth was the absolute truth, it kind of distilled the storytelling element to me. Rather than it being far more creative on everyone's perception being their own and then you not really knowing the true story, it just kind of, it just hammered down that essentially the wife was the only one who knew the absolute truth. I mean, this is some shit that happened like years and years ago before like a lot of documentation and things like that were written down in full detail. So it seems like it would have been a far more creative element to have had the wife's interpretation of everything be fairly vague, you know, and it's a not vague, but more so be left up for interpretation, where it's like, hey, this is what she accounted as to what happened. But then according to other people, you could see how what they say would go against what she says, which is not what happened, because Kylo Ren's character's story takes place before the wives. And even in accordance to Kylo Ren character's story, it doesn't seem as if what he says and how his actions play out make any fucking sense in terms of being like, he's in love with her, she kind of accepts him, and then they just had a simple little hurrah, and he begged her to keep it quiet even though he truly loves her, and eventually he was going to get with her despite Matt Damon's character and things like that. But then she said what she said, and then he was just 100% believing that, no, like, it wasn't raped, it was consensual, we wanted to have sex with each other. But how it was played out with Kylo Ren's character storyline didn't even seem that way. It seemed like he was far more forceful than it was an acceptance of her. And even from his perspective, it still looked like fucking rape. So it was just really weird that his perception itself just seemed like, yo, this motherfucker is just super delusional, while as her perception was just this 100%, hey, Matt Damon was tripping, Kylo Ren character was tripping, and everyone was against her, and she just was like trying to let everyone know, no, I was raped, I was raped, I was raped. And it took that whole perception aspect right out of the picture, and I did not appreciate or like that. And honestly, there could have been a numerous ways that they could have fixed that concept, but I really wish they would have had a better approach at handling that. Essentially making Kylo Ren character's storyline actually be last, or having having the wife's character story actually take place second. That way you would get you wouldn't have such a sense of like, yeah, she's in the right because it was played last. And again, storytelling does so much to mess with people's emotions. And I felt like the story would have been a hell of a lot stronger if you were to show her story second and Kylo Ren's story last. That way you would have given far more sympathy towards Kylo Ren. It's not to say that I'm trying to force sympathy for Kylo Ren's character, but more so it would have done to mess with those emotions on exactly how he perceived things rather than how she perceived things. And that definitely would have been a lot better if you was to showcase, you know, a lot more of the flirtiest nature between him and the woman, or either show other endearing aspects of them basically seeing each other, taking notice of each other and things like that. That way it would have played like that way it would have added on to him feeling as if they both share these feelings for one another. And then as well as having the scene in which he took advantage of her playing out more so with an acceptance feel rather than as much of a rapey feel as it did play out, to add on to his perception, whether it be delusional or not. Because even by the end of the movie, he still claims that it was not rape. It was not rape, you know. So like that, so much of that could have been generally dealt with if they was to showcase the story like differently. Only because otherwise it just seemed so I don't want to say predictable, but it just seems so blasé. Like it was just bland as soon as you went to the wife's perspective, and then everything was just kind of taken as like, yeah, this is definitely what happened. rather than, you know, maybe this happened or maybe it didn't, you know, it, which honestly was the far more appealing aspect of the movie, in my opinion, as soon as you saw Kylo Ren's storyline. And then the perception of Matt Damon's character was completely changed and skewed because of how he was acting towards Kylo Ren, rather than how Matt Damon saw himself being or acting in front of everyone else. Now, when I get to the part of the movie where essentially, now that those incidents happening within the movie are themselves like easy fixes that would have honestly made for a far more compelling movie, rather than to just be so adamant that no, the wife was telling the truth and her truth is the only actual one, more so than like, you know, it's up in arms on exactly how things were perceived and whatnot. As you can see from everyone else's side of Matt Damon's character, he was far more adamant against his name, his title, his rank, his like different things about his honor and stuff like that, rather than from Matt Damon's perspective, when those things weren't even present in certain elements and certain moments that he had or things that he talked about. Hell, there were major events that he completely even forgot about because they were so far away from his mind that it didn't involve anything to do with what was currently going on. But then you can see from everyone else's perspective, those elements could have definitely been piled up and then added against him and against his favor, which led to his wife getting assaulted in the first place. So if the movie would have played on stuff like that more, it would have been really cool. There also was so many open-ended elements within the movie that was just left unanswered. You had Matt Damon's mother remove every servant, which is one of the reasons that it led to the wife getting raped in the first place. That was an unexplainable thing that no one questioned within the entire movie. And I thought that was incredibly weird because as soon as it was stated, I was just confused that it wasn't anything that was brought to light, you know? And it was like, was the mother in on it? Was she trying to do that? Why did no one question her? Why did anyone bring that up in front of her? All you had from the mother was just this lame ass concept of her being like, you just couldn't shut your mouth. Even I was raped and you don't see me crying about it. And then it just made that entire conversation, the back and forth between her and the wife, just seem completely idiotic because it was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it didn't matter. It didn't matter. And it was just uninteresting. But her taking away all the servants on the day when her daughter-in-law just so happened to get raped when two guys come into the house of the Lord and they just so happened to take advantage of them. All of these things didn't make any goddamn sense. You know, there's like so many people work on that land and then the dude he is a lordship or something like that. Well, he's not a lord, but he has servants. He has a bunch of people working for him and everything like that. But it's like the grandmother took all of them with her. And that didn't raise an eyebrow to nobody. And then you have to get through different villagers and whatnot in order for you to even come up to the house. So wouldn't other people have seen the guy come there that could have testified against the Kylo Ren's character for Matt Damon's character? And then you got to see that Matt Damon was actually a kind and beloved man, seeing as how his people actually, you got little glimpses of the wife actually seeing that being done throughout the people. He might not have been someone who was far more intelligent as Kylo Ren's character, because you got to see glimpses of that as well. But he was someone that was well-liked and well-treated and still, like, you know, beloved. Like, not having, you know, getting one little part where some farmers was like, this is this month's rent as well as last month's rent. And then the wife was like, oh, you didn't pay last month? He was like, well, the Lord didn't come to collect it. And she was like, does that normal? He was like, not really, but sometimes the Lord does that. And it was like, oh, that's nice. And it was like, oh, so you see, like, Matt Damon does have a gentle and kind and righteous side to himself. And that just added on. And then seeing that from the wife's perspective added more to his character that you didn't even see from his perspective. So I liked that. But you had things like Ben Affleck's character, who essentially was the Lord that both Kylo Ren as well as Matt Damon were working under. But he was incredibly good friends with Kylo Ren's character, and he needed all of his assets and whatnot accounted for by Kylo Ren. And so having it include their friendship as well as the importance that Kylo Ren gave towards keeping the books in order, and then you having the movie essentially deal with the duel the way that they did, it seems like there should have been some backlash from Ben Affleck's character that would have been proceed with it like an epilogue or something like that. Because the epilogue just summed up and... Because essentially you just got a little word text around in the movie and it made for kind of an abysmal epilogue for such a righteous buildup of a series of consequences and actions that held to consequences and whatnot. And then for it to just end in the word crawl, well, not a word crawl, but like little words going over the screen is like, well, this happened to Matt Damon's character and this happened to the wife and that's it. And I was like, that's fairly abysmal. And then you just had so many other elements and so many other characters dealing and reeling in what was going on with these people. And I was like, well, what exactly happened with that? Did the wife see that her action, you know, that like, did the wife have to revere from her actions of essentially claiming the people that she's been raped? Was she shunned by her once friends, you know, after, even though she was proven innocent, you know, they didn't really care for her company? Did the people accept her more, considering that at the end of the duel, Matt Damon actually, like she was cleared of everything. And it was like, so then were the people more so understanding of her plight, and far more people started to come out and speak against, you know, different things and stuff like that happening there? Even so far in the movie as to have Matt Damon essentially constantly talk about and prepare and prep for the duel to the death against Kylo Ren's character, and then upon his wife actually having a baby and then giving birth to said baby, she felt as if what she did was wrong, because honestly, it could end in the result of both her and Matt Damon being killed. And so she understood then that she was like, I've never been happier than having my child. And now that essentially he might get orphaned because of me speaking out, I would have, if I known that, I would have rather just kept my mouth shut, because the most important thing that a mother should do is not worry about like her honor, but worry about her child. And essentially someone like Matt and like the father or the person that Matt Damon is would never understand that. So even though to him, he feels that no, we're in the right, this is just, you did the right thing, regardless of how you might feel or how upset you might get at me, you did the right thing. You spoke out about an injustice and I'm gonna make sure you get justice. And for her, it's like, yeah, but at what cost would that mean? Even when she herself basically had the same exact poised question against Matt Damon's mother, who also admitted that she was once raped. And then it was like, well, at what cost did you getting raped and not saying anything have? And with her, it was my life, you know, and it's like, I got to live, I got to raise my kid, and I got to be with my husband up until the moment where he died peacefully in his sleep. So what exactly are, and it's like, what you're willing to give up is all that I've strived for in terms of keeping my mouth closed, simply because you just won't keep your mouth closed. And when the wife at one point in time was like, yeah, because it's wrong, and I'm not lying, I'm speaking out against this, I'm not just going to let this sit down, I'm not just going to take this sitting down, you then have the opposition come up once she has a child and someone that she needs to, someone that needs to depend on her, and all that she could lose simply because Matt Damon might lose an actual fight. But I also like the fact that her ignorance, no, well, ignorance is the wrong word, but her lack of knowledge and understanding towards what exactly was going on was something that I also, thought was interesting in the movie, because she was not aware of the consequences that the woman faces if the person fighting for her honor happens to lose in said duel, as well as she wasn't truly worried or adamant against Matt Damon having to fight for his life in said duel, which is something else I thought should have been placated a little bit more, if they would have showcased more of that within Matt Damon's perspective, where, you know, you see him talking with his wife before and after and during the duel from his perspective. And then you got to understand that, well, as far as he was concerned, he was doing the right thing. But then his wife was now just kind of going adamantly against it and was like, you know what, let's just say that I lied. And him being like, no, like justice, truth, God is on our side and things like that. That probably would have been a hell of a lot more added in that would have made it for far more compelling. Because again, like I said, the movie itself, once it gets towards the wife's perspective, just seems to immediately paint it as just the absolute hardcore truth. She's given more in terms of how the court dealing plays out, as well as Matt Damon's actions towards her, his feelings towards her, be they cold or sometimes warm. Even like her perception of Matt Damon is far more on the harsh and brutaler side than what he would have perceived as his more nicer and expelling moments when talking and dealing with her. While like when you see like them sitting down to eat, like she's far more timid, while from his perspective, she's smiling and she's happy. And again, I like that element of the movie, but immediately when they took away the prospect of it being perceived that, like, you know, either or could be true, not just one, you know, not just immediately the wife's truth is the only truth, it lost all that flavor to me. And that to me was like a huge ball drop within the movie that honestly stopped it from being a hell of a lot more than it could have been. As well as like Kylo Ren's perception of the flirtation between him and the wife and how these feelings were replicated and supplicated in order to justify him saying what he says at the end of the movie when he's screaming out, there was no rape, there was no rape, which honestly generally would have hit home a lot more, because then it's like, well, as far as he's concerned, there was no rape. And then from Matt Damon's perspective, his wife was incredibly loving and flirtatious. But from the wife's perspective, everything, like, she was always timid, cold, and shy, and just like he just pounced himself on top of her. While as from Kylo Ren's perspective, she actually was far outgoing and very, very warm and welcoming. But like you can see from Matt Damon's perspective, this happened to everybody. That's just who she was. And then you got from Kylo Ren's perspective, this was something that he's never had before. And so because of it, it was a new sensation, a new feeling. He thought and he felt that he was special. All of those elements could have worked together, and it just would have made it for far complex and far more compelling argument towards placating everyone's different stories, ending up different ways that honestly would have just felt far more justified in the end, to where you kind of don't know exactly who you're rooting for. If the movie would have played out that way, it would have been fine, which I would have greatly appreciated, to where the ending was the ending, sure enough, but you didn't know exactly who was telling the truth, who was lying, and who should you have root for. Because by Matt Damon's standards, he would be the good guy in this scenario. But when you look at how Matt Damon was from the wife's perspective, he was just as bad as Kylo Ren's character. He just, like, he just didn't rape her. But from Kylo Ren's perspective, you just more so see him being a guy just trying to earn his keep, and he's doing it fairly well because he is who he is, and that's leading him up to all of this good fortune and good faith. While as it just happens to differ from Matt Damon's character, whom he constantly was trying to protect and help out, who basically kept biting the hand that fed him. And I would have enjoyed it more if you more so saw it as from Kylo Ren's perspective. It felt more of a betrayal than it kind of seeming like it was a forced concept of a betrayal, as like Kylo Ren was speaking out and helping out Matt Damon, and then Matt Damon would immediately shun and distance himself from him and like talk down to him and whatnot. And then you would get more of a feeling of hurt from Kylo Ren's side rather than just like, oh, that happened. And he just had the look in his eye like, I'm gonna get you back, motherfucker. And I did not like that. And I was like, I really wish that it would have just played, like, upscaled a lot of the emotions and like the different feelings and the different attitudes that were supposed to be happening in the movie in order to basically lean you towards whoever the storyteller happens to be at that time, rather than just seeing elements play out and going, oh, okay, so this what happened and this what happened and this what happened. Which then just immediately would have, because of how the movie itself was formatted, would just have you immediately believe what it kind of wanted you to believe. But if it would have changed up just a little bit of the structure, just a little bit, it would have had everything be ambiguous, which then would have felt like a far more compelling ending, which would have left you with a more so intrigued. It would have left for a far more intriguing as well as endearing ending. And I feel like that was its major weakness, is that it did not have that. Seeing Ben Affleck feel sad over the fact that Kylo Ren character was murdered, or the fact that Kylo Ren character lost in the duel, but nothing coming from that, was very empty and hollow. seeing that the mom took all the servants, which led up to her getting raped in the first place, but no one questioning that, seemed really hollow. Seeing the fact that no other women or other people did not speak up or talk about different elements that involve rape, or even seeing the king having to change the law of rape cases, or like the duel itself, which is what I thought was like the biggest faux pas in this movie. And I was like, it's called The Last Duel. So it should at some point have announced or had it to where, you know, that might have been the very last duel to the death that was ever fought in France, because of all, everything that took place and all those elements that happened. And then the king had no other choice but to outlaw the concept of dueling to the death entirely. I thought that that was going to be the case, but then it wasn't. And so then I was left to interpret that, you know, like, well, did someone else duel to the death or anything like that? Like, I wish that tidbit of information was given, but that's just it. That doesn't mean anything towards the story. I just wish it would have said that, because then it would have gave meaning towards the name being The Last Duel, but it didn't. So that was it. But ultimately, the movie is a good watch. I personally would not buy it. I also failed to mention the action in this movie. The action was goddamn phenomenal. The different fight scenes that they've shown, and like the brutality of like the chainmail shit, when fucking Matt Damon was beating a motherfucker with his own chainmail, I wanted to stand up and clap. The brutality of it all, the blood, the carnage, it was fantastic. I was sitting there thinking, man, this is kind of reminding me of Braveheart. And then I was like, never mind, it's better. And I was like, I really wish more movies would basically deal with shit like this or have more action scenes like that. And it was honestly really reassuring that it did that. It's just the fact that there were far and few in between to get into those action scenes. And even the duel at the end of the movie was really, mwah, chef's kiss appreciated for how the action went down. I mean, goddamn, Matt Damon was kicked in the head by a horse and he got up and still he took a licking and he kept on ticking. And it was great. Like that part was great. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to undermine that, but like I really got to give it up to them on that action. The action was really good. And did not know this was directed by Ridley Scott, but that was surprising. But other than that, the movie was really good and fairly interesting. It's not something that I would personally want to buy, but it is something I would recommend people to go see. It was a fairly interesting and okay movie. Enough bang for your buck if you want to sit in the movie theater for a couple of hours and look at something. I understand that there's other shit that's out right now, like, you know, Halloween with this nostalgia bait and everything. But honestly, this was a pretty good movie, and far... a breath of fresh air against like all the crazy action blockbusters that have been out recently or anything superhero related. Sorry to put a little disdain on that shit, but it honestly was a pretty good and interesting movie. Far more so than that King movie that they had come out on Netflix, which did what it did and it was interesting, but this one was far more compelling in its action and everything that was going on. So I enjoyed the hell out of it. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed myself. It didn't feel like 2 hours, which is honestly something that you always appreciate whenever you look at a movie. And it's like, if it's long, but it doesn't feel like it's long, you're doing good, kid. You're doing real good. But as long as I'm around, y'all should be second bash. See? Yeah, see? But hey, it was like The Last Duel. I would recommend that's how I'm going to do that. So this has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people, I hope you had fun.